to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness. Your world
today. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again today. Today we have a very special guest with us, Dr. Hal Huggins. Dr. Huggins, we'd like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here electronically.
All right. Yeah, I want to, before we go into our interview, as is our custom, I'd like to open with a word of Scripture. You know, in John 8 and verse 32, Jesus speaking to the Jews, he said that he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Jews at that time, they denied that they were in bondage to any man. And you know, friends, from this I learned a very important lesson that in order for us to be set free, to advance, we have to be willing to acknowledge that which is truth. Wouldn't you say so, Dr. Huggins?
Well, you know, there's another modification of that, too, and that is know the truth, and it'll set you in the crosshairs.
Oh, yeah, that's true, that's true.
That's the life that I have lived.
All right, let me tell...
There's far too much truth, and there are far too many people out there who really don't care for it.
Yeah, that is indeed the truth. Let me tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Huggins. He's a dentist. He has his DDS degree from the University of Nebraska, a Master's of Science from the University of Colorado. He has lectured quite extensively. He spent over 1,400 days doing presentation to organize dental groups and lay groups. He has lectured in over 46 different states and in over 13 foreign countries in nearly 40 years. Now, Dr. Huggins has published over 50 articles concerning nutrition, child growth and development, mercury toxicity, root canal, and cavitation. He has written several books. Among his books that he has written is one, Solving the MS Mystery, Help, Hope, and Recovery. Another of his famous book is It's All in Your Head, The Link Between Mercury Amalgam and Illness. Another, it says, Uninformed Consent, The Hidden Dangers in Dental Care. So today we're going to talk about dentistry and mercury amalgam and so on. Now, Dr. Huggins, I know that you're a man in the crossfire and you have got to be physically able to get around all those weapons that are targeting you, right?
No, it's helpful if you can dodge them, yes.
All right. Now, in your book, It's All in Your Head, all right, you stated that mercury, as found in the amalgam filling, is toxic anywhere it is found. Could you elaborate on that for me, please?
Well, mercury is the most toxic element on the planet that's not radioactive. So, yes, naturally, it's going to be toxic any place it appears. Now, in the body, in the filling, the mercury comes out as mercury vapor, and then there are bacteria in the mouth and in the stomach that can convert it into another form called methylmercury.
Mm.
Methylmercury is one of the most dangerous types because it can walk through anything. There is no blood-brain barrier. There's no placental barrier. It goes through any cell it wants to, and when it gets to a cell, it does a little magical conversion, and it kills the cell.
Mm.
you know, they say, what is the safe dose? They say, well, such small amounts of mercury come off the filling, it's not dangerous. Well, I asked this when I took my postdoc master's in immunology and toxicology. I asked a professor there, just what is the safe limit for mercury? Because the ADA has very high limits. OSHA has other limits, and EPA has limits. Nobody's figure is the same. So I asked the professor of toxicology, what is a safe level? And he said, well, one atom can kill one cell. You tell me the safe level. So there is no safe level. It's a matter of where does it happen to bump into a cell. When it does, it's going to kill and go on. And so one of the worst things it does, though, is to combine with a cell. Because on the cell surface of every cell in our body, or most of the cells, not the red blood cells, there's a little license plate. We have our code number tattooed on every cell in the body. Well, the immune system comes by and checks that out. And if you happen to get a splinter, that does not have our code number on it. And so the immune system, white blood cells, come in and try to get rid of the splinter. Well, if you have, say, a nerve cell, and an atom of mercury happens to hit on that nerve cell, then the code is different. There are two things the immune system looks for, self and non-self. And if a cell has an atom of mercury on it, it becomes non-self, and the immune system destroys it. But it's destroying ourselves, and that's called autoimmune disease. Diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, all of these things are autoimmune diseases, and they are stimulated by mercury that we might get in fish, but 24/7 you're getting mercury out of your fillings.
Okay, now I understand you're saying that mercury is definitely not a good thing. Now, the American Dental Association, have they come to recognize that mercury is not good? And are there precautions that they have to practice as they handle this substance?
Yes, they are cautioned to use what's called a no-touch technique, because in handling the mercury filling, the fillings are 50% mercury, and in handling it, if a dentist should touch it with his finger, and then later on at lunch eat a sandwich, and that finger touches the sandwich, he has just swallowed mercury. Well, what they don't tell you is that the other part of that mercury is what was put in the patient's tooth, and they're going to lick it 24/7 from then on because it's implanted. It's going to stay in there for 4, 5, 6 years, and they're going to get exposed to it 60 seconds every minute. But the dentist can't touch it, but the patient can lick it. Now, does that make sense?
It certainly doesn't make much sense to me. I guess the assumption, and our listeners may be wondering, you know, well, it's hardened, so being in a hardened form, it's not leaching.
Oh, is that right? I wasn't aware of that, because I have taken meters and put it right over a filling, and in 10 seconds get a reading that is higher than even the OSHA's safe limit. No, in actual research studies that have been done, where they've taken a filling and put it in room temperature water.
Okay.
We have to consider room temperature. It's not going to react as fast as it does in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Water, it's not going to react as fast as it would in saliva. They find 34 micrograms per day, plus minus 2, coming out for 2 years after it has been mixed. So, you know, it just continues to come out. And they say, the ADA says, the average American has 8 fillings. Well, if you have 8 fillings and they're putting out 34 micrograms a day, that's 250-some micrograms, how much does it take to do damage? According to Dr. Louis Chang, University of Alabama, 1 microgram will damage the nervous system. And you've got 254 micrograms per day coming out. So, do the math. I mean, we do have a situation that is serious. Now, the reason, of course, that we want liability to stand in the path here is because You know, if the dentist told you, hey, I'm putting this filling in, it may give you multiple sclerosis or leukemia or something, but it's cheap, you're going to go sue the dentist if you come down with those diseases.
Yes.
So to protect the Dental Association from being sued and protect the dentist from being sued, they lie about it.
Hmm. Now, you know, how many people are sensitive to silver mercury filling? I mean...
The same question. Do you know what a 45 is, a gun called a 45?
I've heard it many times.
Well, how many people are sensitive to being shot with a 45?
Everyone.
Well, that's the same percentage as would be sensitive to mercury. It's not a sensitivity. It kills.
Mm.
If you're shot with a 45, no matter where it's going to hit, it's a big enough bullet that it's apt to kill. It hits you in the hand or arm. It could kill you. You could bleed to death. Well, mercury is parallel to that. Whatever cell it touches, it's going to kill. There are no barriers, and the body has a very low ability to excrete mercury. This is something that doctors trained, like I have been, can show people how to get the mercury out of the body. But otherwise, it just bounces around, and the next second, more molecules come out, and they bounce around. The next second, more come out, and they just keep bouncing around, doing more damage till you get to the point of, what is it called, critical mass?
Mm.
Get to the point where whatever's going to happen does. The balloon breaks, the dam breaks, and here comes your disease just overnight.
But how is it that the American Dental Association can say that it is safe, mercury is safe?
Well, it's quite simple. All they have to do is lie about it.
Mm.
I mean, I can tell you that we're not going to have income tax anymore. But does that mean it's going to come true?
No, it certainly doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Well, mercury, it comes out of the filling. Mercury is toxic. And I happen to have now 300,000 data points of information that show just what kind of toxicity mercury and root canals do create in the body. Scared to death of that. So they have 100, so I've been told, the Dental Association has 150 websites out there slamming me for my work. Because what am I doing? What did you start with? The truth.
Mm.
I'm showing the observations of what these chemical assays show to the red cells, the white cells. Your dentist controls your cholesterol level, your blood sugar level. It controls your immune level, and they don't know it. They're not aware because they're not taught in dental school, because it's going to scare the dentist. It's going to scare the patient.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some symptoms of mercury toxicity and diseases that are caused by mercury and even root canals?
Yeah, well, the one we see perhaps more than anything else would be chronic fatigue. We did a test on 1,300 people, and number one turned out to be unexplained depression.
Okay.
Explained suicidal thoughts that go through a lot of people's heads, and they never tell you about it. But chronic fatigue is up there in above the 95% bracket now. And the reason for this is that mercury attaches itself to the hemoglobin where oxygen is supposed to travel. And then oxygen can't go on. And this leads up to the title of one of my books. Because when you get mercury on the red blood cell instead of oxygen, you do a blood test and it says, hey, you got plenty of red blood cells. And you say you have chronic fatigue. Well, it's quite obvious your problems are all in your head. Well, mm-hmm. I agree, but I say it's in the lower third of the head, not the upper third of the head.
Hmm. Wow. Now, are dentists continuing to conscientiously put these mercury fillings still in people's mouth?
If you leave out one word, it would make a totally different question. When we first started talking about mercury, dentists placed 1 million fillings a day in the United States. Now they're down to 200,000 a day. But
wow.
They do this in good conscience. Well, it's a good moneymaker. And if you say anything bad about it, the Dental Association takes away your license. So if you have a family to support, If you're trained to be a dentist, you're not trained to do anything else. And you lose your license, you're going to be out there selling used cars tomorrow. So you have to go along with or lose your license. You have no defense. All they have to do is telephone you and say, hey, your license has been pulled. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Have you had such an experience? Because I know you are the person that have pioneered the information on mercury toxicity.
Yeah, I was the first one. They got my license back in 1996 because I refused to place amalgams and I refused to place root canals. They made a big thing about it. It was the front page of the Denver Post, the centerfold of Time Magazine, Paul Harvey. I mean, it scared all the dentists around the country to death, and so they immediately went back to placing amalgams because they didn't want that to happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I noticed that you have done many appearances on television, CBS, all kinds of television program across North America, and even in Australia, 60 Minutes and so on. So you have been indeed trying to get the word out to the people.
And I depend on people like you to help get the generate awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because in you and me talking to each other is one to one, but how many people are listening to your program?
Okay,
that multiplies it tremendously.
Now,
so the more radio and television. I mean, this has been on 60 Minutes three times, three different countries, and there are a whole lot of people who watch 60 Minutes.
That's right.
The Dental Association made such threats against CBS for doing that they never showed it in their summer reruns, even though it was the second most popular film they ever showed.
Wow. I know some of our listeners may be wondering then, okay, how many I have in my mouth, and they're counting, you know, one, two, three, four, and some of them continue to go up all the way to eight, filling. No.
All the way up to 16 in some of the younger people.
16. My. Now, what can we say? I know we're going to do this program again next week. We're going to explore some of the your finding on when you remove the fillings from some of these people with the diseases, what kind of reaction you get when you let's say a person with depression or chronic fatigue, you know, people having different symptoms of disease. We're going to explore that next week. But
yeah,
I know one of the things.
And if you just have them randomly removed, you're going to end up with a disease you did not have before you had them taken out 63% of the time. So if people want to call us and find out who's been trained in your area, we have a toll-free number, if you don't mind my giving.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's 866-948-4638. 866-948-4638. In fact, we have an annual meeting coming up next week of people that I have trained in this technique. And people who have been trained, well, it takes 3 days to teach them how to do it, and these are trained dentists. So it's not just yanking out the amalgams. There's a lot more to it than that. And the patient protection protocol is critical here, or they do end up with a new disease. So get yourself educated first. I mean, the drhuggins.com is a good place to tell about the books you were mentioning a while ago.
Yes.
And read the books or talk to some of our people here, but don't rush right out and make a big mistake.
So, listeners, you would want to visit drhuggins.com. For additional resources, the books mentioned, as well as you may call 866-948-4638. Now, if a person has, let's say, eight fillings in their mouth, going through the right protocol for removing them, how long does it take to remove eight fillings, for instance?
If they're small fillings, can probably be done in a couple of hours. If it's big fillings, it might take 4, 5, 6 hours.
Okay, so it's not a long process. Okay. So listeners...
What if you have a root canal? What if you have a nickel crown? What if you've had wisdom teeth removed? All of these things alter the treatment because every mm-hmm. one of those things will also suppress the immune system.
Mm.
So you need to look at the whole body.
Yes.
Of course, what we do is use the blood chemistry to determine the health of the body, what's being affected. You know, if the liver function is... in bad shape around here, we say you better do something if the liver function's going south. I don't know what you say in Tennessee if something's going south. You have another expression?
Another expression? I'm kind of a transplant. It's going farther south.
Farther south. Okay. I'll remember that one.
Yeah. You know, so our listeners may attempt to go to their dentist, who mean them very well, and say, I just listened to a program, and it says mercury is no good. I don't want no amalgam in my mouth.
And if the dentist says you're right, then he's either going to jail or losing his license.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, I don't know that it's right, but it's correct.
So
in the state of Colorado, they will chase you out of the state, or they will take your license in 50 states if you say anything about mercury being hazardous.
Even though this has been proven and documented that it is the most toxic substance on planet Earth, that's not radioactive.
That is correct. Because the liability here is in the quintillions of dollars. And what's the most important thing in the world? Money.
Money.
So, you know, they're going to protect their money. The ADA is a very wealthy organization in the billions, and they don't want to lose it. And the dentists don't want to lose their practices, and they don't want to lose their money. So it's all wrapped around money. It's not wrapped around truth.
So we've been speaking with Dr. Hal Huggins, who's the leading pioneer in informing the public about toxic dental material that create incurable autoimmune diseases. He has had over 35 years of experience, developed multidisciplinary approach to reversing these diseases. And I've listened to some of your other programs, and I've seen remarkable results just once you pull the filling out of a person's mouth. I've seen remarkable results there. Now, Dr. Huggins, we're out of time, but in a 30-second period, can you give our listener once again a word of wisdom?
Yeah, the thing to do is please get educated. Do not rush right out and have your amalgams removed, or you can end up with a disease you do not have right now. There are two ways to do it: fast and right.
All right. So, listeners, you can visit Dr. Huggins at drhuggins.com, or you can call this toll-free number, 866-948-4638, to be informed about dentists that can remove the amalgam fillings in the proper way. Our listeners, would like to say thank you for joining us. We also want to invite our listeners to attend the cooking school we're having next week on the 2nd and the 9th of November, November 2nd and 9th. You can call me at the health food store to register at 731-279-0350. Thank you very much, listeners, and join us again next week at the same time as we continue.